Now, last Sunday, the message was on the whole truth, and we were not finished, and we're going to pick up this morning and continue with the theme of a balanced truth. To have a balanced truth is the whole truth. God has blessed us this morning with a lot of truth in Jesus Christ and with His Word, revealed by the Spirit, and I think it's a fair question for us to consider, what are we doing with the truth that we have? What are you doing with the truth that you know and understand? You may say, but there are some things I don't understand. But what are you doing with what you do understand? I'd like to begin over in the book of Revelation in the 10th chapter. Revelation chapter 10, and we'll begin reading with verse 9. Speaking about John the Revelator, and he said, I went unto the angel, and he said unto him, give me the little book. Because he saw an angel. He saw the messenger of God with a book in his hand. And so John went to the angel and said, give me the little book. In other words, I want to know what's written in the book. I want to understand. I want to see God, the fullness of God's plan for mankind. So give me the book, angel. And the angel said, take it and eat it up. Take the book and eat it. Someone said, I want the revelation of God. And the angel said, okay, take it, but eat it and eat all of it. Now, as a little aside, I remember oftentimes when my boys were really little and they'd take a book and put it in their mouth, I'd say, John's the only one that can do that. Don't eat the book. But the Lord wants us to eat the book this morning. He said, take it, and He said, eat the whole thing, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people, nations, and tongues, and kings. There is a very similar scripture in the book of Isaiah, or Ezekiel rather. In the third chapter of Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel to take the scroll. See, they had a scroll. And so the Lord told Ezekiel, he said, take the scroll and eat it. Eat the scroll and then go to the house of Israel. And it was also sweet to the mouth, sweet to the tongue. I want to explain what that's talking about. Isn't it encouraging and inspiring when the Lord comes and reveals truth to you? When we see the plan of salvation, that's exciting. I mean, there's something about when someone gets hold of some of the truth and they have a life change, and it's sweet to the mouth. But do you realize he was talking to people, to John and to Ezekiel similarly? He said, I want you to take it. And it's like, oh, the Lord has revealed himself. It's sweet to the mouth. But upon further reflection and consideration, it became bitter to the belly, because the message of the gospel, it is one of love, it is one of hope, it is one of forgiveness, and is not that sweet to the tongue. But it is also a message of judgment. It's also a message of hell. It's also a message of accountability. And John, knowing that I'm going to have to take this prophecy and it's to be brought in and have that revelation from the Lord, that's sweet. But yet, when the Lord says, take this and share it with kings and kindreds and tongues, it's like, I know these people aren't going to receive all of this message. And that's what it was for Ezekiel. Take my message to the house of Israel. And to the prophets, more than once, the Lord spoke to him and said, take the message. They're not going to listen to you. They're hard-hearted, but I want you to take the message to them. The message of the gospel is sweet, but it's not all easy to digest, folks. The message of the gospel is not just one of love. It is one of judgment. The message of the gospel is one that will elevate us from our sin, but it is also a message of self-denial. But we need to eat the whole book. I'm wondering, what's your appetite today? You sit down at the table, and in our home, we raised our children knowing that you are not to complain about the food. If the children made a disparaging remark about something on the table, I would reach over there and add another spoonful to their plate. So if you didn't like something on the table, you learned to eat what was put before you. These children that come in and will only eat McDonald's chicken nuggets and French fries, folks, there's a problem. They need to learn to eat what's set before them, because in there are some things that don't taste, maybe, are not real palatable. I will say the one thing, not that you came to hear that this morning, but the one thing I couldn't do to my children was liver. I tried it, and I put more on their plate than when I started to eat. I said, children, I can't do this to you. That was an exception. But with truth, we can sit down at the table and say, what do you want the pastor to serve this morning? Pastor, pat me on the back. Help me to feel good about myself. Tell me how much the Lord loves me, and help me to go home just knowing the love of God. Folks, I want to do that, and I do that sometimes. But do you realize that sometimes with the gospel, there's some spinach, and there are some Brussels sprouts. And I will say, with the gospel, you can put salt on the Brussels sprouts and it'll make it go down a whole lot easier. We want the preaching of the Word of God to always be done with love. That's scripture as well. Preach the truth. Teach it in love. It should always be coupled with love. But there are still Brussels sprouts that can be a little bit bitter by themselves sometimes. Folks, there are people that are really picky spiritually. And they only want to hear what they want. They pick and choose the truth that they want to hear. I want us to know that if we begin to pick and choose the truth that we want to hear, we are going to get out of balance. The Lord has given us a balanced truth to enable us to live a victorious life. But if we add to it, or we take away from it, we're going to get out of balance as a people. We're going to get out of balance individually. So the Lord wants us to open up our hearts this morning and accept the whole truth and nothing but the truth. A balanced truth. A truth that is steady and consistent. And in the book of 2 Peter, in the second chapter, and I'm just going to touch on a little bit of this, but in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter said that there will be false prophets among the people, even as there are also false prophets among you. Do you realize there were false prophets in the day? They were teaching things that were not balanced. They were teaching, they were adding to, and they were taking away from the truth. They were perverting the truth. And Peter said, there's going to be false prophets among you too. Folks, everything that sounds good is not from God. Everything that is appealing to the flesh, dressed up in a cloak of spirituality, is not of God. Every miracle is not of God. Everything, if we played the right music and we had the right charismatic teacher or preacher or speaker, and we got the lights a certain color, there is an atmosphere that we could create that would draw. But the question is, what is it drawing on? We can be moved in our emotions, but it's not going to be lasting. Folks, a lasting salvation is not one that happens because they are drawn by external, the external environment. But true salvation is going to be when I am drawn by truth and by the Holy Spirit to bring about a life change within me. We can change the environment of this chapel this morning. We can bring in some instruments, and we can dim the lights and get some blues and greens and get some changes, and we could change the environment. And we could come and we could have more of a, and I would that there be more praise, but we could have more of a fleshly praise service, that we could come and get pumped up, so to speak. And then we're going to go home and the downer is going to be even worse because we're pumped up in the flesh and rather than being renewed in the spirit. We need to have a truth this morning that we say, Lord, I want your truth and I want it balanced and I don't want to leave any of it out and I don't want to manufacture something in the guise of spirituality because it's not going to last. In time of temptation, all of the lights and charismatic speakers that drew me in the flesh to make a change, it's not going to be lasting. I would that more people get saved this morning. But I will say, what we draw people with is what we draw them to. Lord gave me that probably 30 years ago. I was reflecting upon what other churches and religions are doing. And there is a temptation is, let's make some changes to get people to come in. But what we draw them with is what we're drawing them to. I want people to be drawn to a pure gospel this morning. I want people to hear something that's pure from the Word of God because that will bring about a lasting change in their life. Well, there's going to be false prophets, and Peter went on to say that they are making merchandise of you. Now, this was written 2,000 years ago. You want to know what a lot of false prophets are doing today? They are making merchandise of you. When a ministry fails to speak a balanced truth, being the whole truth and nothing but a balanced truth, when they are only serving what the people want to hear, there's going to be blood on their hands at the judgment. They're going to be accounted. They're going to be accountable for what. And I heard someone recently, and I had to give some consideration to it because it troubled me when I heard it. They had been listening to a minister that I know comes from a fellowship in a system that does not teach the whole truth. Okay? And they said, I listened to them and they said, everything they're saying is right. Everything the minister's saying is truth, as if it was an endorsement on that ministry. I want us to understand something this morning. The question that I went away with asking myself was, maybe everything they said was true, but what aren't they saying? You understand where this is? Because we can come, and I can be in a preacher that is living in adultery, living, cheating in his business, someone that is carnal can get up and they can preach some good things. They can preach about the love of God. They can tell stories that will move you to tears. And they can preach about how God loves you. They can preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They can preach about a lot of good life skills that will serve you well in living life. And we can say it's truth. Come on and get in this ministry. It's truth. But the question is, what aren't they teaching? Are they leaving anything out? Are they preaching a balanced truth? Are they preaching the whole word? Or are they preaching what people want to hear? You see, they might preach love without the fear of God. Do you want to hear love or the fear of God preached? I choose love. But I need to have a fear of God. I need to have respect for God. Why would I need a respect for God? Because there's going to be a judgment. So what about the preacher that preaches the blessings of God without preaching the judgment? That's not a balanced truth. They're giving part of it, but not the whole thing. So do you want to hear about heaven or hell this morning? Which do you want? I want to hear about heaven that gives me hope. But folks, I also want to share about hell because hell is a reality. And there are a lot of places we don't talk about hell anymore. Have you noticed in the last few years that every Christian that professes is going to heaven? Have you all noticed that? Everybody's going to heaven. Yeah, I prayed. I'm going to heaven. Do you realize that's not what Jesus said? He said the way is narrow. The gate is narrow. And how many be there that find it? Few there be. Folks, I want more people to be saved this morning. And I'm not saying, well, we're the only ones saved and they're not. If that thought comes to your mind, that's from the devil. Anybody that's washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and is saved from their sins is headed the right way. But I want to say it is a narrow way. And Jesus said, few there be that find it. Which lets me know where you find the masses this morning. I wonder what would happen if I got the pastorship at the largest church in Springfield. I don't know what you think about my preaching. I don't know if you think it's that much inferior to what's being offered there. But I have a feeling I wouldn't have a job very long. I just have this sneaking suspicion that I wouldn't have a job very long. You know one of the reasons? The main reason? Because people get uncomfortable. Because it's not a, they don't want to balance truth. You see, we can preach the resurrection. I mentioned it last Sunday. We can preach the resurrection. But there is no resurrection without the cross. Preacher, tell me about the resurrection. Talk to me about heaven. Talk to me about what Jesus did. And I'm going to say the only way to have a resurrection is by way of the cross. What have you died to this week? Don't talk to me about death. I want the promotions and the blessings, the health and wealth preaching. I don't read that in the Bible. That's not a balanced truth. Where's the cross this morning? What do you want to eat on this morning? It is a balanced truth is the only way that's going to lead us to heaven, saints. Liberty or the law of God. What do you want served? Do you know there are some people they really like to hear preaching about liberty in Christ? We are free. We're not in bondage to the law. No one tells me what to do. I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm at liberty. Is there a truth to that? There is a truth to that. Okay, and then other people, they want the law of God, even in the New Testament. The do's and the don'ts, the black and the whites. They want things lined out. Saints don't do this, and they do that, and that gets, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Okay, what brings about a balanced truth this morning? We can't have one without the other, folks. A balanced truth is recognizing that in the New Testament, there are things, if we're going to live for God, we better not be doing. There's things in the New Testament that if you're going to serve the Lord, you better lay aside your sin. Lay aside your carnality. Lay aside the things. There are things that we need to lay aside. But are we free? Yes, we are. But do you recognize that when someone starts preaching about liberty in Christ, there are people that start thinking, well, this is getting close to compromise. And someone starts preaching on the law of God, and the liberals are on the other side saying, that's getting close to fanaticism. What are we going to preach? Preach a balanced truth. It means there is a place for preaching liberty in Christ Jesus. There is a place that we're not all going to look alike and act alike, but we're all going to be following Christ, coming into conformity to the Word of God. There's a liberty that is there, and if we stop preaching that and living that as a people, we're going to get out of balance. And when a tire gets out of balance, there is a wobble that starts. It's wobbling because it's not balanced. It doesn't have enough weight or it has too much. Or if we focus just on the do's and the don'ts and everything is so black and white, and pretty soon we have a structure as a church and as a congregation that you follow this list of rules and that'll make you a saint in good standing, we're going to get a wobble. We need to be balanced. You would say, who's balanced? My balance? I mean, I think I'm balanced, but is it everybody else is out of balance? Or do I need to look at my life and say, Lord, are there things in my life that you want to rebalance me sometimes? You know, tires have to be rebalanced. Do you realize the Holy Spirit wants to do that for you? There are people I'd like to go up to them, and not carnally, but I'd just like to go up and say, brother, you've got a wobble. You've got a wobble. You're focused so much on this part of the truth, and you're neglecting this balance. I understand that different ministries have different messages. I had a brother that's passed on now, but I remember him spending some very close time with him on the mission field one time. And he's gone on now, but he told me, he said, Brother Michael, he said, I can't help it. He said, the Lord gave me a message of judgment. And it gave me a deeper understanding of the brother. When some might kind of like, go to Monarch and their judgment, people are thinking, we need that. But we also need, then there are others that their message is one of love. And when they get up to preach, it's like, how are they going to bring it out this time? Because it's about the love of God. Do you realize those don't negate one another? They complement one another. But even within our ministry, we want to be balanced. And I don't want you to go away and say, well, Brother Michael, that was sure judgmental. Come back next week. Come back next week. It's about love. You understand what I'm saying? That there's a balance within the ministry. It doesn't mean every message can cover every issue. But it means that as a people, how we live, the Lord wants us to take the whole book, eat it up. And you say, oh, I'll take the sweet stuff, but this bitter to the belly. I had an experience a while back, and I want to be careful. But I was working with a number of others with someone that was seeking the Lord. And they went away saying, well, the minister said that this such and such doesn't really matter. And do you know they were focusing on what was sweet to the mouth? And the Lord let me know I can't let it stay that way because it wasn't that way. And I had bitterness in my belly. And I'm afraid they had some bitterness at me afterward. But folks, we have to eat the whole book. I want to say, I want you to focus on getting saved. But I also want you to know what caused you to backslide. You better do business with that at the altar because it can cause you to backslide again. So don't come to the altar and say, I just want someone to tell me the Lord forgives me. I've got to come ready to do business with what has caused me to keep walking away from God. And if I take encouragement from the ministers, the Lord can forgive you. Focus on getting right with God. Yes, that's true. However, it doesn't mean the ministers are saying it's fine just to stay in your sin. It doesn't mean the ministers are saying you don't have to deal with this. And for the integrity of my ministry, for the integrity of the body, for the work of the gospel's sake, I had to let them know, say, you know what, but there's this side that you're going to have to deal with this. The ministers were not saying that didn't matter. Folks, we need a balanced truth this morning. And we need to examine our own lives and ask God, Lord, am I being balanced? Or am I getting... It doesn't mean... Because see, part of the truth without all the truth causes a wobble. So yes, preach love, but don't forget judgment. Yes, preach hell, but don't forget heaven. Yes, preach the law of God, but oh, don't forget the liberty in the Spirit. You understand here? Preach... Yes, preach... The outside, modesty, the outward man. Oh, but don't forget the inward man. That's where true holiness comes from, is the inside. You see, it's a balanced truth. And if we focus too much on one part and neglect the other, it means that the whole is going to be a wobble. Eat the whole book this morning. Because that will bring about balance in our lives. You see, many churches tend to embrace one or the other. Okay? Many, many ministries and families. Preaching on liberty this morning is not compromise. I remember a brother got up one time and I was a young man and he preached on liberty and you could hear a pin drop. Compromise. Do you realize that everything he preached was true? Yes, and I think there are some that knew he was headed out. But if we get concerned about those that have left because they preached a message of liberty so we don't preach it anymore, we're going to get out of balance. And if we stop preaching about some of the things the Bible teaches us of practical holiness because there have been those that got fanatic, and went away with a fanatic spirit. So we don't want to be tied with that. So we're not going to preach that anymore. We're going to be out of balance. And so what happens in groups as people compromise or people have gotten fanatic, you will see that the pendulum tends to kind of swing back and forth. I have noticed that people that have been in fanatic movements, when they leave, if they leave, they have a lot of difficulty stabilizing in a balanced life. And what I've seen is the pendulum normally swings from being too fanatic to being very much liberal to the point of compromising some Bible truth because they lost their sense of balance and it goes too far. Folks, the Lord wants us to be a balanced people. He wants us to be balanced. How are we going to do that? By taking the whole Word of God. Not adding to it, not taking away from it. People that preach doctrinal standards are sometimes seen as legalistic. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is this where we live? Sometimes people that preach on standards, people are like, they're kind of legalistic. And, well, the person preaching on liberty is compromised. No. Take the whole word. It doesn't mean that they're contradictory. It means it brings about a balance in our lives. What issues, then, have people gone silent on? What about in your personal life? Are there issues that you don't really address in your home anymore? Are there issues that we as a people have gotten a little silent on? Not that we're teaching something wrong, but are we teaching everything that's right? Is this message clear? I'm not just interested in presentation this morning. I'm interested in getting hold of the truth. This is where we live. And the enemy wants people to be hurt at churches and ministries and groups. And we need the balance of the Word of God. I need a standard of the Word that I can use to balance my life. And it is true that sometimes we get a little too far on one side and the Holy Spirit comes along and says, hey, you need to be careful here. This is true, but don't forget this. And it keeps us balanced and level and steady. And that's what the Lord wants to do there. There is a balanced diet that the Lord wants us to have, and there is a great danger in not eating the whole book. Eat all of it. The whole thing, it'll bring balance. You know what I said when I started this series? There's no good stopping place. And so as last week was this week was a continuation of last week, there's still more balance to come. So we will conclude for this morning. Trust the Lord will bless you. And I want to encourage you to look into the mirror of the Word of God and say, Lord, I want to be balanced. And just like you take a tire, and sometimes you need to take some weight off. See, I've started picking up some things that really is not the Word. Or maybe I've let some go, and the Lord wants to add that back in. Because, folks, He wants you to make it. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to have peace. He wants us to be that glorious bride of Christ. But I've seen too many people, too many congregations, too many ministers, too many families that got out of balance and they wobbled until it caused an accident. I want to fix my wobbles this morning. I want to be balanced, and I'm only going to be balanced as I allow the Spirit of the Lord to balance me with the purity of His Word, not by grandpa and grandma, not by what happened in years past, but by the Word of God and by the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen.